Oh, it's so cold.
Hey, everybody, Economic Ninja here. I hope you're doing well. It's only 25 degrees right now. My nubbins are cold. I could cut glass right now. Hey, we're going to be talking about the jobs report and inside the jobs report, the things that, you know, the mainstream media don't tell you. CNBC is not going to tell you. The White House isn't going to tell you. And let's talk about it because it's very important to the health of the economy, to the current economic times. Come on, Ninja, got one more. It'll show us how close we are to a crash. All right, here we go. Inside the most ridiculous jobs report in recent history. This is out of Zero Hedge. It says, on the surface, it was a blockbuster jobs report. Certainly one which nobody expected. Hold on, I need something warm. Oh, that's just delightful. Thank you, 7-Eleven. Starting at the top, the BLS reported that in January, the U.S. unexpectedly added 335,000 jobs. It's hard not to have that sarcastic tone. This was the most since January of 2023. Double the consensus forecast of 185,000 and more than the highest Wall Street estimate. In fact, this was a four sigma beat to estimate unheard of in the past year. So it's bad, big, right? That's why everybody's touting that this is one of the greatest economies ever, that the White House brought back the jobs. It's crazy. How do you like being lied to? I just love it. Just love, love, love it. Because quite frankly, when you can see the lies and you can understand the deception, you just know, oh, hey, crazy town's here. All right, I know how to play this game. I'm just going to sit back, wait for all the crash to happen, then I'm going to go crush it. I'm going to crush it. You're going to crush it. End of story. Anybody crazy enough to watch this channel is going to absolutely crush it. Because this is not normal. This channel or this economy. Says the headline data was stellar across the board, starting with the unemployment rate, which once again failed to rise. Weird. Defying expectations from Sham's rule that a recession may have already started, all the way to average hourly earnings, which unexpectedly spiked from 4.1% to 4.5%. The highest since last September, and a slap in the face to the Fed's disinflation narrative. It says, or it would be if one didn't think of checking how the average rose. Well, it turns out that since average hourly earnings is a fraction, it did not rise due to a jump in actual wages, but since it is earnings over a period of time, rose because the BLS decided to sharply slash the number of estimated hours that everyone was working from 34.3% to just 34.1, which may not sound like a lot until one realizes that the last time the work week was this low was when the economy was shut down in 2020. That's bad. Excluding when everybody shut down, no one would have to go back to 2010. Oh, sorry. One would have to go back to 2010 to find a work week was that anemic. So we are in a point where unemployment is as bad as when everyone had to go home and close their doors. And then when we're in the bottom of the 2008 Great Recession, the crash, the great financial crisis. And speaking of revisions, and this is the other thing that really freaks me out, or just blows my mind, actually. Here you have a work week that has not been this slow since 2010. And I want to remind you, everybody talks about the 2008 crash because that's when the stock market started really dropping. That's what people associate a crash with. They don't associate it with the lack of employment out there. The people where the housing market bottomed, that's where we are right now with unemployment. The work week. Think about that. That means that when the public figures this out, you see stocks falling off, banks super tightening lending, they already are, but gets really bad. It's going to be a lot worse than the great financial crisis. These are those puzzle pieces you put together to build the picture, to see the puzzle finished. Now it says, and speaking of revisions, we had a lot of those. In January, the BLS conducted its annual re-benchmarking and update of seasonal adjustment factors. Long story short, that was, until December, a decline in jobs has now been miraculously transformed into gains, as shown. And show a chart, but it's not going to be able to really do you justice. It's not going to do justice on, you know, with my... See, that's the chart. That's the chart. It doesn't really show you much. Okay. Look. You know, we watched the president come out and say, we just decided to change the definition of recession. And you're like, huh? What? 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 Who's doing that? Joe Biden, you messing with us. Mr. Roomba, you just... I have an idea. I can't find it. You messing with us, Joe? Yeah, you are, because that's where we are. But what's crazy is, I don't know if you got family and friends like this, they don't want to hear the truth. They don't. They say things like, when you start talking, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I'm like, well, I got video proof. I don't want to see it. We're not talking just economics. We're talking about really bad stuff. That's where we are. This is crazy. So you've got to sit back and smile. I'm not joking. And go, instead of getting pissed, and go, all right, well, if that's how they want it, we're going to take advantage of the situation. That's how people have become successful all throughout the centuries. Sitting back and being either coy or, just like, all right, you want to be like that? No problem. I'm just going to sit back and let you run yourself into a brick wall, and I'll pick up the pieces. Tried to warn you. So let's talk about seasonal adjustments. It says, speaking of seasonal adjustments, the January print was all seasonals because while the seasonality adjusted payrolls was up 353,000 and unadjusted was down 2.6 million, a 3 million jobs delta. In other words, just a 10% error rate in the seasonal adjustment would wipe out the entire gain and make January increase a decline. Then again, this is the case when every January jobs report, because as shown, the actual change in jobs in the first month of the year is down anywhere between 2.5 million, 3 million. And that makes sense because seasonal adjustable jobs for companies hiring people for the Christmas season, they just get rid of them in January. Why do they need them anymore? Blows me away. Hey, look, I don't want to make this video as long because I'm going to be honest with you. I'm ready to go cut some glass. If anybody has locked their keys in their car, I'm going to help. I'm ready to rock and roll. All right. With that being said, the Economic Ninja is out. Let's go skiing. Do something.